The Defense Department has new rules out today for military doctors who care for transgender service members. Those rules also establish guidance for commanders. It's the latest step in the Pentagon's year-long rollout of new policies, and Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced in June that transgender troops could serve openly. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
It was more than a year ago that Staff Sergeant Patricia King began her transition from male to female. As an infantry officer in the Army, suddenly simple things became more complicated.
Everything was an issue, whether it be restroom use or the uniform that I wear, where I was housed, if I was to go somewhere. All of those things were an issue.
King was a woman in life, but a man on paper, according to the military. She had to conform to male grooming standards and uniform requirements. King remembers her command puzzling over who would oversee a routine urinalysis. They went with a female medical provider.
It was uncharted territory for so many people. So we went through a learning process together. I think what they discovered is that trans people are just people.
The new protocol addresses those issues. King and other service members whose gender transition is complete can become their gender on paper. It also allows troops with gender dysphoria to be treated within the military medical system. Aaron Belkin is the director of the Palm Center, an independent research institute that focuses on gender, sexuality, and the military. He anticipates few problems moving forward for the Department of Defense.
This is not rocket science. This is about allowing people to be honest and open about who they are. The medical service providers and the military need to acquire a little bit of competence about transgender people, but this is not a heavy lift, and this is not going to be difficult to implement.
Indeed. British, Australian, and Canadian forces already have inclusive policies for transgender personnel. But just having a policy isn't always enough. Alan Okras at Canadian Forces College in Toronto has studied that country's integration of transgender troops. He says strong leadership and clear expectations and education are essential.
If there isn't a concerted effort to get this information out, to define terms, to explain processes, etc., then people who are less comfortable with it, people who don't who choose not to understand it, people that do have biases or prejudice, they can use the lack of clarity to cause problems or cause confusion.
Patricia King is confident that U.S. military personnel will embrace the new policy with professionalism. That's how she's been treated at Fort Carson in Colorado and at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. In fact, she thinks the military is ahead of the rest of society in accepting transgender people.
I would not want to be stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina right now. Well, I think that Fort Bragg is probably going to do an amazing job implementing these policies and procedures. With HB2, North Carolina is not a very friendly place for a transgender person to be right now. So I think that while our Department of Defense is absolutely leading the way on gender equality and social justice, the country has some catching up to do.
The Pentagon has estimated there are about 2,500 transgender troops in the active military. By next July, the military will accept transgender recruits for the first time. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.